Krishna. Now I would like to present a dance drama for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari Ji, Srila Prabhupada and all of you present here. This drama tells us how the Vrajvasis are very happy at the appearance of Lord Krishna. Kams, though very powerful, was still a puppet in the hands of material nature. So while in Mathura, Kams was dancing in the tunes of modes of passion and ignorance. In Gokul, the Brajvasis in pure goodness were dancing in ecstasy, having received the news of appearance of Nandanandana. The entire atmosphere was very blissful with joyful festival at one gopi's house.
Oh Bhagwati, did you hear this? I can hardly believe my ears. At last, the news which all the Brajvasis were anxiously waiting for.
What is it?
What are you doing here? The whole Vraja is rejoicing.
Why? I'm churning butter for all of us.
Oh good, then prepare a big feast for our deities.
Is it some auspicious day today?
Oh, today is the most auspicious day in Vraja.
Please tell me soon, I'm becoming impatient.
Nanda and Yashoda have given birth to a male child.
At last, our ardent prayers have been answered by the Lord.
Come, let us decorate our homes.
Malati, may I know what you are doing?
I'm preparing garlands for all the gopis, gopas and the cows too. After all, cows are also our family members. They too share joy among themselves.
Of course, of course. What is Vrindavan without cows?
I will do that. You go and put some nice rangoli and some rice paste in front courtyard. Lord Vishnu will definitely enter your house, seeing your artistic rangoli.
I think we should now go to Nanda Bhavan. I can hardly wait to behold the beauty of the child.
Our Yashoda is so beautiful. Then the child must be beautiful too.
Today, I think I will wear my best sari and jewelries to celebrate this joyous occasion.
Nanda Maharaj was so happy on this occasion that he donated 2 million cows to all the Brahmanas, all of whom were fully decorated with gold embroidered silken cloth and ornaments. He not only gave cows but hills of cows in charity.
Oh Yashoda, all glories to you. Please accept my humble offering. I thought that this yellow silk cloth would look very beautiful on your dark complexioned child.
Yes, yes. It would look very nice as a streak of lightning in the midst of a dark monsoon cloud.
Oh, how nice of you. Oh, Janki, please come and bless my child.
Yashoda, please accept these anklets for your child's lotus-like feet.
I think we should protect our child from all evil spirits. We should bathe him with cow dung and cow urine and tell the Brahmanas to chant the Vedic hymns.
Yes, yes. We should do it immediately.
Oh my, look at this child.
Jai, Jai.
Just look at the eyes of this child. They look just as the petals of a freshly bloomed lotus flower.
Look at his hair, black and curly, like the feathers of a raven.
May you live a long life and protect all the Vrajavasis.
And his body? His body is as soft as a freshly made butter.
I am so happy to see such charming beauty of the child. I will never forget this day in my life.